If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans,
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, everybody? Nicholas Moriano here with another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and of course, share this YouTube channel with a fellow Bears fan. Like many of you, maybe you were just kind of going through your Tuesday, watching all of the news happen with teams releasing players, teams not franchise tagging players, and then as you're kind of going through the news cycle, I had to do a kind of a double take. I'm not going to lie to you. Double take. See the breaking news, and there's a picture of Drew Dolman. I'm like, okay, Drew Dolman, what are the Bears doing with Drew Dolman? Well, if you haven't heard, this is the news from Adam Schefter, and multiple people have reported this, but ESPN sources, Bears Pro Bowl center Drew Dolman has informed the team that he is retiring from the NFL at age 27. Dolman left Stanford in 2021, and after four seasons in Atlanta and one in Chicago, he has made the sudden and surprising decision to retire. Shocking, to be completely honest. And myself, David Kaplan, Ryan McGuffey, we all went live soon after this news was released and talked about the news and the analysis. But I wanted to just kind of get on here to share some updated info from what we know about the salary cap, how that's being affected, and just what's next for the Bears, realistically. And I do want to say this, too, before I get into all of that. Drew Dolman, I hope that him and his family are okay, because obviously anytime you retire early at the age of 27, we don't know exactly what's going on. So I'm wishing him and his family nothing but the best. I've had many interactions with Drew Dolman just this past season, and I can say anytime I got a chance to break down film with him, he did his best to do so in a way where it was still going to be informative for everybody that watched these breakdowns, but not giving too much away, and that's always the balancing act when breaking down film with the players. But awesome dude, really cool person to talk to, and again, he always gave me the time. And it seemed like, you know, he enjoyed doing the breakdown. So I am going to miss that from a selfish perspective, doing that with him. So, but again, that's all, you know, second to just hopefully his health and everything in this decision. It probably wasn't an easy one for him, knowing how good of a football player he is and the season that he had in 2025 with the Bears. A big part of why the Bears went as far as they did, and just a huge, huge help for Caleb Williams, just diagnosing plays pre-snap and identifying different blitzes, looks, and helping out the entire offensive line. Joe Tooney to his left, Jonah Jackson to his right, and whoever was playing left tackle at the time, and of course Darnell Wright. But Drew Dolman, wish him nothing but the best, but now the Bears have to move on. And it seems like the Bears have been kind of, it seems like this didn't catch them by surprise, right? When you think about considering what the Bears are already doing in place and, you know, just looking at Courtney Cronin from ESPN had a really good article just kind of detailing what was the news, what happened, and what's kind of next here. But what I do want to get into, I think a lot of people are asking about salary cap. How does that get affected with Drew Dolman? And what I'm going to read you is actually over the cap, and from Jason Fitzgerald, who, you know, I mean, I have his freaking book somewhere. Actually, yeah. Right here. Crunching Numbers. So Jason Fitzgerald. And I mean, if you're thinking about like cap situation, who's a better person to know about this? It's arguably just him. So I'll put this back here, but I'm just going to read verbatim what he wrote, just about three paragraphs here, about what the situation is with Drew Dahlman and the cap. So you guys know, I know, and you're getting it from a person that I respect who definitely is an expert in this field. He said, in a pretty stunning move, Bears center starting center Drew Dahlman has decided to step away from the NFL after 5 years in the league. Dahlman, who is just 27 years old, was signed as a free agent last year by Chicago after playing 4 years in Atlanta as one of the top signings of the year, having a Pro Bowl caliber season. My social media feeds had plenty of questions about what this means for Chicago salary cap, so here's my understanding of how the rules will play out. The Bears will place Dahlman on the reserve/retired list, so they will keep his rights in the event Dahlman comes out of retirement in the future. Once that occurs, the Bears will take on a $4 million dead money charge for the remaining proration of a $6 million signing bonus that they paid him in 2025. And his $14 million cap charge will vanish. Dahlman will forfeit his $9.5 million salary guarantee for the year, so the team will then save $10 million in cap room, but will have a gaping hole in the middle of the line. The Bears will have the option to claw back $2 million in bonus money in 2026 and another $2 million in 2027. Players forfeit signing bonus money when they walk away from a contract, though is up to the team to enforce the provisions in the contract and try to recover the money. The Bears will not get salary cap relief for that this season, as that would start to come next season. So there's a basic rundown of it, what the Bears will be getting back and what they can still get back later on after this year, but the $10 million in cap room, and then you have that hole in the middle like Jason Fitzgerald said. So appreciate him over the cap for clarifying that money situation, the cap room, and how it affects the Bears this season. Now, what's next for the Chicago Bears? Well, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network already, I mean, within minutes, actually, I think it was within a minute of the Bears. Let me see when Adam Schefter tweeted this. It was at 1:48, so at 2:01. Ian Rappaport had this. The Bears are hosting free agent center Tyler Bydash. I just listened to a video to pronounce the last name. Center Tyler Bydash on a visit, source said. The former commander starter was recently released and now is available before the frenzy begins. So already an option. And then you had multiple people, and I'm trying to see exactly who had it first, so I make sure I think it was Albert Breer, if I'm not mistaken, from SI, who had the Bears being linked to Tyler Linderbaum, or the Bears doing their homework on him. Let me make sure I have the right person there so we're not, you know, saying things that aren't true. Let's see. Albert Breer going through the tweets. Let's find the Bear. Yeah, Albert Breer. This is the Bears have sniffed around Tyler Linderbaum, and now that makes sense. And for those who don't know Tyler Linderbaum, one of the best centers in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens did not franchise tag Tyler Linderbaum, which means Tyler Linderbaum is set to become a free agent. And I'll tell you this. All right, everybody, we got to take a quick timeout because I have to tell everybody about my favorite partner, Windy City Sports Cards. As you know, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. So whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, you know they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. And in addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. So visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection, or just to simply discover a new favorite. Check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You guys see down there, that's my Iowa clock. There's Iowa stuff all over. Went to the University of Iowa. Tyler Linderbaum kicks ass. That's just the best way to describe it. He's been doing it ever since he was at Iowa. He's been doing it in the NFL. That is somebody that if you bring him to the Bears offensive line and you're going to have to pay top dollar, I'm looking at PFF, NFL free agency. They have him as the number three ranked prospect for just the players that are going to hit free agency. Projected contract, 4 years, $20 million average, $53 million guaranteed, $80 million total. You have to invest to get Tyler Linderbaum. But I will say this. Like I had nothing but glowing remarks about Drew Dahlman, but this is an absolute upgrade. You get a guy like Tyler Linderbaum, 25 years old, looking just at PFF grades, if you want to do that, season grade, 80.2, that was fourth best among 37 centers. 79.9 in 2024, that was third. He was seventh best in 2023, 78.5 season grade. But he is somebody that would fit this offense like a glove. When you're thinking about what Ben Johnson wants to do, he wants to run the ball. It starts with that. Tyler is somebody that will move people, is physical, has the foot speed to close off angles, put himself between the defender and the ball carrier. The offensive line gets even better with him in the I would say one of the most important positions on a football team, center, Tyler Linderbaum. And look, maybe it might be too much for the Bears' price range. It's going to be a bidding war, I would expect, for a guy of his caliber, how young he is and how productive he's been. But if the Bears, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles are serious about still building a strong offensive line, he's a target. That's just what it is. And just think about what Ben Johnson had in Detroit for so long, in Frank Ragnow, and just that caliber of center, what they identified was a huge need going into last free agency, Drew Dahlman. I remember being on 670 to score when we were talking about Trey Smith from the Kansas City Chiefs for Drew Dahlman, and I prioritized Drew Dahlman, the center position, being more important. And, you know, for that season, that was the right move. And the Bears need to continue making the right moves at that important spot. And I know they have nobody right now that's playing left tackle that they feel confident in. If you haven't heard Dan Rochard, the offensive line coach, talk to Teron Armstead on their podcast, he's pretty honest. He's always been honest the entire season. So that's not shocking, but essentially, they need better production on the left tackle position. So they still need to address that. But you need to have not just a guy who plays center, a dude who plays center. Tyler Linderbaum absolutely fills that. He's a dude that plays center and one of the best in the NFL at his respective position. So this is just another avenue that Ryan Poles has to navigate in this all-important offseason, man. March 11th, 4 p.m. Eastern time, free agency officially opens up, but there's already things happening now. Like I said, moves are being made. Teams are gauging interest and seeing what is realistic, what's not. And the Bears, just based off of like having guys already in the building, talking to them about the center position, it didn't come as too much of a surprise, it seems like. I'm sure they weren't expecting a center that they just paid and paid really well to just retire a year later, a season later. But things happen in the NFL, man. And you have to be able to adjust. And the good teams, the good organizations, they find ways to make this still work. And I'll say this. No matter what, the Bears still have Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, who were the buzz around the NFL scouting combine. So, yes, it does hurt. No doubt it hurts not having Drew Dahlman. But there are players in the draft. There are players in free agency that can definitely help out this team. I'm looking for, just kind of scrolling through my timeline here. Shoot, you want to stick with Iowa? Iowa center Logan Jones, the past two seasons, 616 pass block snaps, one sack allowed, eight pressures allowed, 87.6 pass block grade. I know I retweeted Trevor Sikkema. Here we go, from PFF. Talking with PFF Dalton about Drew Dahlman. News: two centers in the draft to keep an eye on are Jake Slaughter and Logan Jones. Chicago ran outside zone at the third highest percentage of any team in the league last year. That's right in the wheelhouse of Slaughter and Jones. There are options. I mean, look, there's going to be players to replace Drew Dahlman. Nate Tice also put Connor McGovern, who would be actually a good fit too. Lots of carryover from what he's done in Buffalo and Dallas. He's likely to be getting a pretty penny as well, though. So it's not, I don't think there's any reason to panic, but it does just create another hole on this roster. Center, left tackle, D tackle, another edge rusher, weak side linebacker, safety. I think the Bears can also use another corner. You trade DJ Moore, you're going to have to get another wide receiver. Olamide Zaccheaus, free agent, gone. DJ Moore, if you move on from him, you're going to need another guy. So, yeah, this team needs a lot, needs to do a lot. And Ryan Poles needs to nail this offseason. This one is important. I believe how he navigates this offseason, free agency, the draft, will critically impact what this team does going forward. Because the Bears are... the Bears are not a pass rusher away from winning the Super Bowl, but they are in their window to win a Lombardi Trophy. And with that being said, you have to weigh being aggressive and calculated. We'll see what Ryan Poles, Bears front office, can do, because now this is just another wrinkle, like I said, in their plan to continue building a team that not is just a one-and-done 2025 season, but a contender moving forward. But let me know what you guys think. What do you want the Bears to do? What do you want them to prioritize? What are the Bears' top needs? If you had to rank them right now, let me know in the comments. But this is just this is shocking, no doubt about it. But like I said, I wish nothing but the best for Drew Dahlman. Hope everything's all right, and we'll see how the Bears move on from this and continue to build the roster going forward. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hopefully I learned to like, a comment, subscribe, share this YouTube channel, like I said, with any fellow Bears fans. If you notice too, this is just a side note. I'm standing right now. Have bought an elevated desk. I don't know why I didn't do this like 4 years ago. It's amazing. Love it. I should try to partner up with the desk brand or whatever. But all right, everybody, that's going to do it. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and I'll be back later in the week with more Bears news, as we should be expecting more news to drop here in the next coming days. And of course, next week, when free agency officially begins.
Bend over to your right.
What the f- was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
people want to hear me talk.